When did you start riding motorcycles? Did you start as a kid? Have you always been into motorcycles? Or are you like me and you started as an adult? Today, I want to talk a little bit about how I feel as an adult who's just now starting a career in motorsports and kind of my goals moving forward, especially for the 2024 season, which is right around the corner, and that's really crazy to say. This is the Solitude and Single Track podcast, where we talk about our lives as off-grid RV nomads, traveling with our dirt bikes, our progression in the sport, and other off-grid related topics. I'm Zoe Anderson, your host on this show, and today we're talking about my experience of starting a sport as an adult, and also my moto goals for 2024. So I started riding when I was 21 years old, and I never really took getting better as a rider seriously until the last couple of years and started putting effort into it. And I really, really started putting effort into it this last spring, and I've advanced, like, way more than I've advanced the last 6 years of riding, which is really crazy. So I'm 27 years old, and I am just now at the very beginning of my athletic career in competitive motorcycle riding. With a heavy focus on moto trials, I entered my very first trial in August of this year, 2023. And I only have entered 3 trials so far, and they've all been really fun, really challenging. But sometimes I just can't help but think, like, how much better would I be if I started as a kid? At 27, I hate to say it, but I don't have as much time to advance my skills as I would have had I started younger. I don't think I will ever be to the level of people like Graham Jarvis, Chris Birch, or in trials, Pat Smaji. And some of these children I see competing are way beyond my current skill level. And it's amazing to think about how skilled they're going to be at my age if they continue riding. Now, I have really big goals, but I also need to set realistic ones for my own sanity, because I am my own worst enemy, and I will beat myself up and bully myself if I set something that's way unattainable. So being to that level of those riders, I know, is probably unattainable for me at this age. And it's not just because of my age, it's for a lot of reasons. So number one, again, I am almost 30 years old. I don't have that 30 years of young body left in me to be able to throw it around and learn trials and learn motorcycles and take all this abuse. I don't have it anymore. I'm almost 30. In 30 years, I'm going to be 60. I don't even want to put a timeline on it. I'm not even going to give you a timeline, actually, because I know if I speak it, it will be. So I know for sure I don't have 30 more years of the level of riding I'm at right now. Number two, I am a married woman who likely will have children in the next 10 years. Having children alone will put me out of the game and out of practice for a good amount of time, at least 10 months, maybe more. And once you have kids, then that brings a whole new level of complexity to competing when you have to find care for them, or, you know, you are the one who is caring for them. So when you get injured, what happens? That's not to say that having kids is the end of any woman's athletic career. I'm not saying that at all, because there are so many women athletes who have children who are still the top of their game and or even better, and that has driven them to be better. And I'm not saying it's not going to drive me to be better, but I know in the back of my mind that having kids is going to change something in me. And that's going to change my perspective on some of the stuff I choose to do. It's going to change how I approach obstacles and approach new things. And it's going to change everything, because the children, they will depend on me. I don't want to not be able to take care of somebody because I have a broken leg or I've, you know, hurt myself really badly. So right now I am childless, feral, and learning to be less risk adverse, and I'm sure kids will certainly push my risk adverseness back to the level it was when I started, or at least more than it is right now. So in no way am I trying to make excuses to why I can't be the very best, but I think setting realistic expectations with myself will help me achieve the goals that I do want to accomplish in motorsports. And as an adult, I am amazed every time I go, and every time I compete, it is so humbling. Again, with these kids that are, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old, and they're out here tackling these huge obstacles, obstacles that I'm probably not going to be able to hit for another, you know, year or two. And I'm nowhere near that level. And it's crazy because they're so young and they're out here doing all this crazy stuff. And I just can't help but feel about, you know, how good would I be had I started at a younger age? Obviously, there's nothing I can do to change that. I started at the age I started. I started as an adult. I got into the sport as an adult. And that's all I can do. So it's humbling every time I compete. I don't have a big ego and I sell myself short more than I ever, you know, pump myself up. But the only person I have to impress is myself. And sometimes I just have to sit back and tell myself, you're not at that level yet. You will be, you can be. But the only way to get to that level is to keep working, keep writing, and keep having a good attitude about it. So if there's ever a time when writing becomes so not so fun, then that's when it's not worth it. But so far, that has not come to a point in my life. The last trial I did was not very fun, but it wasn't so much to make me quit riding altogether. It just wanted to make me go home and fix my bike. So yeah, I'm out here. I'm an adult rider that just started riding, and I am doing my best, and that's all I can do. So speaking of goals, let's talk goals and expectations. Since we're nearly at the end of 2023, which is freaking crazy because I feel like this year has gone by so fast and I have done so much this year. This year has felt like 3 years all put into one, and I can't believe it's only been 1 year. It's crazy. So when I first started writing, the only goal I ever had was to keep up with Taylor because Taylor has been writing since he was a little kid. And Taylor's very fast on the trails. I am not very fast on the trails. In fact, I don't like going fast on the trails. At least what I feel is fast. Taylor's always telling me I'm slow, so I think I'm slow. But I've been told by other writers that I'm not slow. But I feel like I'm really freaking slow. But anyways, over time, Taylor's gotten faster and faster. And I have gotten faster, but only like recently have I actually like made improvements to my speed on the trails. So I still can't keep up with him. So I've kind of adjusted my goals, and my goals are now, or they were this year, to be able to keep up with anybody I ride with. Any normal person I ride with, that is, because obviously, like some of these pro riders, there's no fucking way I'd ever be able to keep up with them, because I am not a fast-paced rider. I don't like riding fast, in all honesty. It scares me. It's not comfortable, and maybe it's just because I'm not good at it. I don't know. But I'm just not a quick rider. So my goal this year was to keep up with most anybody I can ride with on the trails. And over the summer, I rode with a ton of brand new people that I didn't know, I've never ridden with, people of all kinds of skill levels, because as a camp host, we took a lot of people out on trail tours and took them out on the local trails. And also I did some motorcycle events, which helped me ride with other people that I'm not used to riding with besides Taylor. So after this year, I am now confident that I can most certainly keep up with any average person that comes out to ride. Comfortable with that. And I don't have to push my pace at all. I can just ride the pace I want and I'm keeping up with them. No big deal. So I have accomplished my one and only goal that I kind of made halfway through this year of keeping up with anybody I want to ride with. And I am usually a back of pack rider, and that's on purpose, and that's not because I'm all that much slower than most people. It's just that we take a lot of people out on various skill levels, and I tend to be the quote unquote mom of the group, and I happily volunteer to be the tail because I like to help make sure that everybody's gonna, you know, get to the next point or the next trail, make sure that people aren't falling off a cliff or dying or anything like that. So I'm in the back helping people up who fall, picking their bikes up so they're not wasting their energy, and kind of giving them some coaching if they want it. And that's also helpful to me because I can work on my balance, especially if a rider is really slow, especially if they're like a child who's only going like 5 miles an hour, which is most of the time, you know, that we ride with kids. There's always that one kid in the back who rides really slow. And so it's actually kind of fun to sit in the back and static balance as much as I can and work on my balance and like wheelies and stuff like that at a slow speed. I also tend to be in the back of the pack because I'm a very nervous rider when it comes to being in groups. I really, really don't like when there's a rider behind me, and I really don't like the feeling of having the pressure of having to go faster. So I'm always thinking, like, am I going too slow for them? Do they need to pass? Should I pull over? Should I stop? Are they judging me? Like, do I look like shit? Like, am I riding bad? What if I fall? How embarrassing? Are they going to run me over? Am I going to hurt myself? Like, oh my God. Like, I think all these things, and it ends up making me so nervous that I normally do mess up and I fall. So that's something that I need to work on, because it's making me not focus on my riding, and it's making me focus on the person behind me, and it shouldn't be like that. So I don't feel like I don't feel like I could ever like race, like especially like motocross or hare scrambles. I feel like I would just be so focused on everybody else that I would just be a complete disaster. And Taylor usually tells people, you know, she's in the back because she's taking her own pace, but damn, she's going to make it over anything, which is true. It's accurate. Like, I'll get through most anything. I'm just going to be really slow about it because I want to be in the back of the pack, because that's my comfort. That's my safe zone. That's my safe zone. I know I can get through it, but I make the excuse of, oh, well, I don't know if so-and-so can get through it, so I'm going to be behind them just to make sure, even though I can be in the front of the pack and be just fine. So I need to stop staying in the back. So next year, when I get my 300 out of hibernation, I'm going to push myself to be faster. I'm going to try to care less about who's behind me. I'm going to try to ride more in the front and let people be behind me and just kind of get used to that. That's something that I need to work on, something that I am not comfortable with, that I need to be comfortable with. So that's my goal. So that's kind of leading up to my ultimate goal for 2024 for, I guess not ultimate. It's leading up to one of my main goals for the enduro bike in 2024, which is to enter a race. And I'm not talking motocross. I'm talking about a sprint enduro, a hare scramble, something like that, something that's trail-based. Because you're not going to catch me on a track. I'm sorry. I'm not built for the track. Not built for it. I don't have the bike for it. I'm not built for it. I've never done it. So hare scramble, sprint enduro, something like that, like an ISDE. And I have been really close to entering races in the past, but I, up until recently, have not had health insurance for the last few years. So now that I finally have health insurance, I feel like I can hurt myself with minimal financial repercussion. So that is excellent. And so, yeah, so hopefully next year I get myself to the point where I feel comfortable riding in bigger groups and being in the front of the pack and being able to not care about other riders so much and just ride the damn bike. And yeah, and enter a race. That's my goal. However, my original goal was to enter a hard enduro, but I'm thinking that's not going to happen. I would love for that to happen. I would love to do a hard enduro or like an enduro cross, but there's just no way. I'm not at that level yet. I don't have the, I don't know if I even have the mental capacity to be able to do a hard enduro right now. So I'm not feeling it. That's going to be a next year goal. Or 2025 goal, I guess, is to do one hard enduro. So ISDE it is, hare scramble, something like that. Oh, I almost forgot. My actual ultimate goal, my main goal for enduro next year, this is going to sound a little bit silly, but it is the one that trumps all other goals. I have to do it, otherwise I'm going to hate myself forever. And it is to complete the back-to-back hill climb in Tillamook State Forest. And if you're familiar with Tillamook State Forest and the back-to-back hill climb, I'm not talking about the little piddly trails around it. I'm talking about the hill climb, the competition climb. It's not that hard. I've seen people do it. And I tried to do it this year. If you've seen my reel or part, I think I put it in one of my YouTube videos. I did attempt it once, and I got halfway up before I lost the bike, and I just needed so much more momentum. It was also a rainy day, so it was super slick, and the worst part about going up the hill climb is coming back down, turning the bike around, and getting back down the hill. So my goal next year is to do it and get to the top, and that will, like, I will feel so good about myself, but it has to be on camera. I have to do it. And after I do that, then I guess I can move on to some of the other harder, more infamous hill climbs of the Tillamook State Forest, the slightly less popular ones, the ones that are more hidden but way harder. I'm going to tackle those two. Watch out. Here I come. All right, moving on. Let's talk trials, which is my main focus on riding. I like trials because I can be slow. I don't have to go fast and I can hit big things. I can hit big obstacles. I want to hit big rocks. I can't do that yet, but I will one day. So next year, my main goal for trials is I want to do all, if not most, the local trials events. And I have competed in the COTA events, which stands for Columbia Observed Trials Association, not the COTA in Austin, Texas, COTA being in Oregon, Washington. So I want to do all of those events. And I would love to do the Conquer the West series, but that would require me to travel like to the Southwest and travel a lot more states. And knowing the plans that I have for this summer, there's just no way I'm going to be in a position to be able to travel that much. So just doing the COTA events is what I've got planned. But it's not just to do the events that I want to be my goal. I'm going to do them and I'm going to enter as an intermediate and I'm going to bump myself up one level. And I know that I've only done 3 trials as a novice and I haven't been anywhere near winning any of them, but I just feel like doing intermediate is going to help me advance my skills a little bit faster because I know I can do some of those novice things even though I'm messing up in them. A lot of it is, again, nerves. I just have this terrible performance anxiety. And so I would like to work on that. And I feel like if I'm going to really mess up, I'm going to mess up on like actual hard shit, man, you know? Like, I don't want to keep messing up on easy stuff. Like, let me just like completely, like, let me get last place, but doing harder stuff. So intermediate class, all the local trials, I'm doing it. I'm for it. Here we go. Unfortunately, the first one is in February and that's coming up really fast. And I have not had much time to ride due to weather and other obligations. So I recently quit my weekend job. So now I have weekends to ride again, which is excellent. So hopefully I can ride a lot more. Monday is actually supposed to be really nice, so we might go riding on Monday. Today's really nice, but I am down one vehicle, so I don't even have a car right now and I'm stuck in the house. So I can't go ride by myself when Taylor's at work at the moment. All right, so to recap, my goals are 1, push myself faster on the trails, quit being a baby about riders behind me, and enter my first race. That might be 3 goals, but we're going to call it 1. Number 2, do the back-to-back hill climb, make it to the top. And number 3, enter most, if not all, local trials club series as an intermediate rider. So, those are the goals, my moto goals for the 2024 season. And if you are a rider who's listening, do you have any goals? If not, maybe you should take this time to make some. Come up with a few goals. And it doesn't have to be anything competitive. Like if you don't compete and you're just, you know, you just like to take the trails, it could be something as simple as tackle that Black Diamond Trail that I didn't make it through this year, or make it over a rainbow tire, or tackle that, you know, rock garden. Small goals are still goals, and when you accomplish them, it makes you feel amazing. So make those goals, get out there, and ride. Well, that is all the time I've got for today, and actually, I should probably go do some static balance practice because the weather is beautiful, finally, and I'm stuck inside working on podcasts. So, oh well. Anyways, thank you all for your continued support and listening to my podcasts. If you're listening on Apple, Google, or Spotify, I would be so, so grateful to get a rating from you. It takes just a quick second of your time, but the more ratings I have, the better reach my podcast will get, and that would be swell. Any questions, comments, concerns, hit me up on Instagram, either at Solitude and Single Track or at Anderson.Adventures. Either one works. I'm going to link them both in the show notes. Catch y'all next time.